Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie, and...
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some really fascinating research about how our neurons communicate.
Yeah, so we're looking at a recent study published in Nature Communications about these proteins called cis-loop receptors. And I gotta say, the findings are pretty surprising.
Right. So for our listeners who might not be familiar, these cis-loop receptors are basically like tiny gates in our nerve cells. When a neurotransmitter binds to them, they open up and let ions flow through, which is how neurons send signals.
Exactly. And scientists have been studying these receptors for years, right? They've noticed that when these neurotransmitters bind, there's this really dramatic structural change. This loop, called loop C, basically contracts or caps down.
Oh yeah, we're talking like 10 angstroms of movement. That's huge on a molecular scale. So naturally, everyone assumed this capping motion was the key mechanism that couples ligand binding to channel opening.
Right. It seems so obvious. I mean, this loop is right between the binding site and the part that actually opens the channel. It's perfectly positioned to be the mechanical link.
But here's where it gets interesting. The researchers, Gisela Symes and Claudio Grossman from the University of Illinois, they found a really clever way to test this assumption.
Okay, so the challenge they faced was that you can't just delete loop C and test it with normal neurotransmitters, because loop C is actually part of the binding site. It's like trying to study a lock by removing the keyhole.
Exactly. So they got creative. They used this bacterial channel called GLIC that's activated by protons instead of neurotransmitters. The protons bind to different parts of the protein, not loop C.
Oh, that's smart. So they could delete loop C without affecting the binding and still test whether the channel opens.
Right. But wait, there's more. They didn't just use the bacterial channel by itself. They created these chimeric constructs, basically Frankenstein proteins, where they took the binding domain from the bacterial channel and attached it to the pore-forming parts from animal receptors.
So they're essentially asking, if we delete loop C from this hybrid protein, can the animal channel pore still open when protons activate the bacterial binding domain?
Exactly. And the answer was, yes, the channel still opened and closed normally. They tested it with several different animal channel pores, including glycine receptors and glutamate-gated chloride channels.
Wow. So this loop C capping movement that everyone thought was essential for opening the channel, turns out it's not actually required?
That's what the data suggests. Now they also looked at heteromeric receptors, like the muscle acetylcholine receptor. Some subunits in these receptors have loop C that don't even participate in ligand binding.
Oh, interesting. So those are like, what, allosteric loops? Not directly involved in binding?
Exactly. The researchers called them allosteric loop C, and when they deleted these loops from individual subunits of the muscle receptor, the channel still functioned pretty normally when they applied acetylcholine.
So, what does this all mean then? If loop C capping isn't the mechanical link between binding and gating, what is it actually doing?
Great question. The researchers think that loop C capping is probably important for local changes at the binding site itself. Like, it might help with the transition from an unbound state to a low affinity bound state, or from low affinity to high affinity binding.
Ah, so it's more about fine-tuning the binding affinity, rather than actually transmitting the signal to open the channel?
Right, and that means there must be some other, more subtle structural change that's actually responsible for coupling the binding domain to the channel pore. They just don't know what it is yet.
This is such a good example of how assumptions in science can persist for years until someone finds a clever way to test them. I mean, everyone just looked at the structures and said, obviously, this big movement must be important for gating.
Absolutely, and the methods they used here are really elegant. Using chimeric proteins, introducing reporter mutations to track which subunits are present. It's a masterclass in experimental design.
Yeah, and I think what's really important here is that this probably applies to all these types of receptors, not just the specific ones they tested. The structural mechanisms seem to be conserved across the whole superfamily.
Right, which makes sense because these receptors all evolved from a common ancestor. So understanding this mechanism in one helps us understand them all.
So where does this leave us? I mean, we still don't know exactly how the binding domain talks to the channel pore, right?
Exactly. The researchers acknowledge that more work is needed to identify what structural change actually does couple binding to gating. But at least now we know where not to look.
And that's valuable too. Sometimes ruling something out is just as important as figuring out what's actually happening. It helps narrow down the possibilities.
Definitely. And this could have implications for drug design too. If we understand how these receptors actually work, we can design better drugs that target them more specifically.
That's a great point. These receptors are targets for all kinds of drugs: anesthetics, anti-anxiety medications, treatments for epilepsy. Understanding their mechanism is really important for medicine.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up. This study really challenges a long-held assumption and opens up new questions about how these crucial receptors work.
Yeah. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Alex. It's always fun to dig into these complex studies and see how scientists are pushing our understanding forward.
My pleasure. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Origine podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, and we'll catch you next time.
See you next time, everyone.